So nobody but shoot that one now.
Then of course the actual peace signing then was with Hirohito.
Well, so after, okay, you left Okinawa in September, then where did you go?
Came back to Hawaii. We ended up in Hawaii, Oahu, but we weren't allowed off ship.
Why not?
Probably too wild. No, then we only stayed there for maybe 2 days and one night. Then we set sail for San Diego.
Did you?
Or San Francisco, I guess it was.
Did you have to serve out more time, or did, because the war was over, were you automatically discharged?
Well, when we came back to the States, I was then transferred to the naval base in Chicago, is then from where I was discharged from service.
So that would have been when? Like October? Something? So you would have served a full, how many years then?
About three and a half. 3.5 years, yeah.
Did you have to go through like a...
I think I was discharged around, let's see, September, October, November.
Yep.
Probably tail end of 45, maybe early January. These things I forget easily.
How many of your friends didn't make it?
Well, quite a few of my friends that I made in service didn't make it. The people back home, I don't know. I didn't know too many people from back home who didn't come back.
When you were discharged, of course, I guess coming back and after World War II, you guys got a pretty warm welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah.
But was it weird?
Unlike the Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
That's... Well, we had on the docks well, when we left San Diego, they had bands, military bands. And when we came back home, then there were bands on the docks. Big parades, stuff like this.
Was it hard to get back into civilian life after going through that?
Not really.
Was it?
Not for me. No. No, I didn't. I came home and took about 6 weeks of doing nothing. Then went back to work. And instead of going back to the newspaper, I went to work for a roofing company. And worked there for 3 months until a repository said that they would welcome me back with a nice salary, is when I went back to the repository then.
Well, this was...
And worked there for the next 40-some years.
46 years.
46 years.
This, it is hard for me to understand this, because when I think of war, I think of Vietnam.
Yeah.
And how...
Yeah.
You know, how negative, yeah, the whole thing was. And this was totally different.
Well, the big difference was that World War II was fought as a nation, and Vietnam was a political war. Now, this is a big difference.
Yeah, huge difference. That's right.
And it always amazed me that how much politics controls and dominates a person's life.
Yeah. Or ends it. If you could go back to Okinawa, would you?
Nope.
You would never want to see it again?
Your brother David went the same place as I did. He was stationed over there for better than a year.
Yeah.
And he saw quite a few of the places that I had been.
We
don't even talk about it. We never have talked about it. And this is unusual because I don't know, when people sit down and talk about things like this, you know it's going to be embellished. This is a natural human response. And you think, hey, well, you did it this way, but really,
the fish was this big, so this big.
Yeah. Instead of an 18-inch fish, you got one that was 24 inches.
Do you have anything else that you can think of about Okinawa? About the whole experience?
I enjoy...
Just a second, I have to pause here. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, the South Pacific is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. I would like to take a cruise to some of the islands that I've been to, not Okinawa especially, but the Russell Islands. Guam was a beautiful island. Then there was a little island where they rendezvoused for the invasion of Okinawa. And this is where all your main forces came together. It was an island by the name of Ulithi in the Pacific. And I'd like to go to Hawaii sometime.
And be allowed off the ship, right?
Be allowed off the ship. And just to see some of these places, because I always looked at the islands like this as something special.
Where beautiful. Where were you when you got your Purple Heart? Was there a ceremony?
Yeah, there was a ceremony at the hospital on Guam, and I think some Marine Corps officer, they lined everybody up. Like, there might have been 24 or 35 guys. And they lined you up, and they come along, and they'd pin the Purple Heart on the flap of your shirt pocket. Then they would hand you the box that it came in. They'd give you a salute, congratulate you, and that was it.
What about the guys that were wounded too seriously to go back? Were they sent home, or did they just patch them up, even the ones that were wounded pretty bad, and send them back?
Everybody that I know of that had any kind of serious wound, was evacuated as quickly as possible. And the planes they used back then for evacuation were C-54s, which were, I guess, a cargo plane converted into hospital planes. And the one I was on, they had two nurses that would attend the wounded while you were in flight.
So an ambulance.
Huh?
Like an ambulance.
Yeah.
Going on a plane.
So they did everything that, you know, that was humanly possible.
Was everything in good supply? I mean, like, was there a feeling that there were enough men to fight this battle and enough food for them and enough gear and ammunition and everything? Or?
Oh, yeah. At least our outfit.
So there was never the feeling that you were going to...
No, no.
...run out of anything. Okay. Well?
Well, that's about it. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I sure thank you for talking to me. I'm glad you survived.
Hey, you're not the only one.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome.